Christ, peace to you all. Today is March 25th. It is the great solemnity of the Annunciation. And so I want to talk to you tonight real simply about Jesus and about Mary. About Jesus and about Mary. Right? That's everything about our faith right there in those two, Jesus and Mary. Jesus, who is Emmanuel, Mary and her fiat. So first with Jesus, he's Emmanuel. Today's first reading is from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And there's a call for a sign. As deep as the netherworld or as high as the sky. And the prophet Isaiah says, there'll be a sign and this will be the sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son. And shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Of course, that prophecy is fulfilled when the Virgin Mary gives birth to her son, Jesus, who is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, what a great phrase to remember at this time especially. God is with us. God is with us at this time. Yeah, it's a time of challenge and suffering, death for some. Certainly all of us are being stretched, asked to sacrifice and offer things up. But we're not alone in that. And that's the great, great gift of having faith in Jesus Christ. It's the reason I'm a Christian. I hope it's the reason you're a Christian. Is that Jesus draws near to us. He's Emmanuel, God who is with us. And listen now, not just with us in the good times, not just with us when everything seems to be working our way, but with us especially in the difficult times, especially when it's hard, especially when things are pushing us and stretching us, especially when we suffer, Jesus is with us. You know, there's a great passage in Hebrews 4. I'd invite all of you to read that passage, that chapter, but in particular, Hebrews 4, 14 to 16, speaking about Jesus, who is our high priest, the one who advocates for us, right? What do priests do? Priests bring the things of heaven to earth and the things of earth to heaven. And Jesus is the great high priest. And he's praying for us always, interceding for us always. And the author of the letter to the Hebrews says this, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been similarly tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find help in time of need. We hold fast to our confession in Jesus Christ now more than ever, because we have Jesus and he is not unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. He understands us. So if you're having a hard time praying today, if you're having a hard time trusting right now, if you're worried, if you're anxious, if you're afraid, you need to know that Jesus understands that, not from the outside looking in, but he understands it from the inside. Every human experience that we've ever faced and ever will face, Jesus knows. He understands it from the inside. The only thing he did not do that we do is sin. And yet even there, St. Paul will say, he who knew not sin came to be sin, so that we might become the very righteousness of God. Jesus, he understands sin even better than we do because he takes it on himself, and not just takes it on himself, he becomes sin on the cross so that we might become the very righteousness of God. That's how close he is to us in this time. God is with us. Don't give in to a second to the temptation to think that you, your family, your friends are facing any of these current challenges alone. God won't let you face him alone. He is with you. And we need to remember that. And we need to rejoice in that. And Mary does. Mary does. It's the solemnity of the Annunciation. I would be completely remiss not to dedicate a good portion of this homily to Our Lady. Mary is the first and best disciple of Jesus Christ. She's also His mother, and she's the model of the Christian life for us. And of course, in this gospel that we hear today is Mary's great fiat. Fiat. It's the Latin word. It means let it be done. And Mary says, let it be done to me according to your word, as the angel Gabriel announces the great plan of salvation, the will of God. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum. Let it be done to me according to your word. What a gift that she said yes. It changes everything. It changes everything. Mary says yes, and the word of God becomes flesh in her at that moment. Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, takes on a human nature at that moment, at her yes, in her womb. She said yes. That changes everything. And of course, it's a wonderful moment. We have all these great artworks of Mary saying yes, head bowed, angel Gabriel also bowing in reverence at that moment. It's a moment of peace. It's a moment of great joy. I always think, even though it's a peaceful moment, it's a moment that crackles with energy because it changes everything. Mary's yes changes everything. The incarnation begins at that moment. And what a powerful moment it must have been. By the way, don't think for a second that Mary is simply passive in that moment. The way I like to describe her is one who is actively receptive. She says, let it be done according to your word. Let it be done, yes, but everything in her wants it to be done. Let it happen. Let it be done. Make it so. This fiat is joyful, because it brings in, it heralds the coming of the one who will save us, Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us. It also has serious substance to it, though. Let's not just think of this moment as a quiet, peaceful moment that happens once. Mary's fiat remains strong through her entire life as everything in her life gets redirected toward Jesus and His mission. It has serious substance. She maintained it through the whole of her life, in the good times and also in the bad. So, of course, there were tremendous moments of joy. The moment of saying yes to the angel Gabriel, right? Fiat, let it be done. The moment of holding Jesus as a little child. Yes, fiat, let it be done. Watching Him walk for the first time. All these very human moments, great and joyful. Hearing Jesus for the first time say her name. Let it be done, fiat. And there's a great joy in that. And let's not forget that. But there were also extremely difficult moments. And Mary maintained her fiat in those moments. Think about it for just a second in her life. Things we know of. Mary waiting to hear what Joseph would decide to do when she was pregnant but not married yet to him. Fiat. Let it be done. Having to journey to Bethlehem 9 months pregnant. Fiat. Giving birth to the King of the universe in a cave. Fiat. Let it be done. Needing to flee from the madman King Herod and go to Egypt for 3 years. Fiat. Let it be done. Losing her son for 3 days. Fiat, let it be done. And something every mother who's ever watched a child leave for college will understand, watching Jesus leave home to begin His mission. Fiat, let it be done. Watching the opposition that Jesus faced in the scribes and Pharisees. Fiat, let it be done. Watching her son be condemned to death. Fiat. Seeing him carry his cross. fiat. Standing beneath the cross as he died, fiat. Holding his lifeless body as he was taken down from the cross, fiat. The depth of her fiat held her strong in faith through the whole of her earthly life, in the good times and especially in the bad. And it needs to be a model for us. It has to be the same way for us to say yes, fiat, let it be done in this moment, to accept the will of God and to be faithful and strong in that. Of course, those difficult moments in Mary's life don't have the last say, not even close, right? She saw her resurrected son. Fiat, let it be done. She taught the apostles how to receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Let it be done. She saw the mission of the church begin in that moment. Let it be done. She shared in her son's resurrection and ascension as she was assumed into heaven. Fiat, let it be done. And she is crowned queen of heaven and earth. Fiat. Let it be done. You see, the suffering of our life, the difficulty, including the difficulty of this time, is wrapped in the joy of being called into existence by God, of saying yes to that holy initiative, and to know that it will all end in the greatness of the kingdom of heaven being established, first in our hearts and then eventually in this world and in the world to come. Let it be done. And so we have to walk this path right now, and it's not an easy path. And we must do it well, but we can do it well because we're not alone. Emmanuel, God is with us, and Mary is with us. You know, last week I interviewed Bishop Vedder. I have two great bishops who I love very much, Bishop Robert Barron, California, and then Bishop Vedder here in Helena. And Bishop Vedder had a great thing to say about this particular time. He said, will we view this crisis as an imposition or will we embrace it? Will we choose to embrace it? You know, all these things that we're having to give up. We can have an attitude of this being imposed on us from without and we can resent it. Or we can embrace it. Maybe in just the same way that Mary embraced the difficult moments. Can we say fiat, let it be done, to the difficult moments we're all facing right now? Can we stay faithful in that? Because remember, the fiat will always bring us to the greatness of heaven and the glory of God. So friends, know you're not alone. Jesus, God himself, is Emmanuel, God with us, and God with you. And you have a great mother who loves you. Spend some time with her in these days. If you haven't prayed the rosary, pray the rosary. Think about her fiat and allow her to do what all good mothers can do, teach their children. Let her teach you how to say yes to her son and our Lord, Jesus Christ.